Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us. And hang out with us tomorrow. Cleveland Browns and PNC Bank is a fun-filled tailgate party at Westlake. That's tomorrow. And this show, Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be live on-site from 1 to 3 p.m., our usual slot. Fans can enjoy complimentary food and refreshments, giveaways, and more. You're going to have a chance to visit with Chomps, and you're going to get to meet former Brown Felix Wright. And I'll be there to chat with you, too. We'll talk some ball. We'll talk about this opener. We'll talk about all kinds of Browns topics that you have on your mind, and maybe talk about what we saw tonight. Tonight's a game.
Tonight is an NFL game, the first 2013. Wouldn't it be nice if the Baltimore Ravens started the year off 0-1?
That would be awesome. I think they're going to. I mean, they're playing at Denver. Denver's pretty good. Ravens got a lot of issues to resolve. I don't know that. I think it's a pretty even game. I think it's a pretty close, competitive kind of game, at least as I'm seeing it. But we'll see. But I do think the Broncos have the edge.
If the Broncos get out to an early lead and make the Ravens one-dimensional, I think the Ravens are going to have problems. Because outside of Torrey Smith, who I think is going to have a very good game without Champ Bailey, they don't have the weapons in the passing game with Anquan Boldin gone, Dennis Pitta gone, to keep up. And with Darius Webb coming back from his injury, still a little bit banged up. Yeah. I think Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker. Oh, yeah, and by the way, they added Wes Welker to that crew. And they have an athletic tight end now, Julius Thomas.
They have
a lot of weapons.
And they got Manning. So it's a good
place. He's pretty good.
Top of this hour, you're going to hear from Alex Shiner, the president of the Browns, Kevin Griffin, the vice president of fan experience. The two of them will be aboard to talk a lot about what you can expect on Sunday. And there's a lot to cover here because it's the paint the Browns. Paint the Town Browns.
Paint the Town Browns.
Paint the Town Browns is the theme for tomorrow, and we want everybody to be decked out in their Browns gear. This building here in Berea, this administrative building, is going to be all decked out as well, as if it isn't already, but there'll be more decking out of that. And Solomon Wilcots from CBS is also going to join us a little bit later in the show. Okay, Jameer Howerton had a chance to sit down with one fullback on the Browns, by the name of Chris Obanaya, and got some interesting takes from him. Take it away, Jameer.
I am now joined by running back Chris Obanaya. Chris, there's a lot of excitement in the air surrounding the home opener. How excited are you guys to get things going this coming Sunday at First Energy Stadium?
Very excited. Every time you start a season, first game is always a huge game, but having the opportunity to play at home is that extra incentive. And especially at First Energy Stadium, I feel like we have the best fans in the league, so we'll be excited to play. We'll be ready to get after work.
Chris, looking at that first game, why is that game so important to setting the tone of the season?
Anytime you start the season out on a right note, it can propel you. You can have that great start can push you into a nice winning streak to begin the season, which will put you in a position to win your division, to get in the playoff hunt. It's always good to start in front of the eight ball as opposed to behind it. And so for us, we want to start fast. That's one of our big-time mottos around here, to start fast, start with energy, with a lot of passion, and to play hard. And that's what we're learning here.
When you walk out to the practice fields, there's a big sign that says win the one. Explain, what does that sign mean to you guys?
Win the one simply means that you take one play at a time, one rep at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time. And for us, we don't want to look ahead. We don't want to get fixated on, you know, what the next play is, what the next opponent is. Let's just execute what we're doing at that particular time period.
And just overall, you guys started the work week and you had an extra day Monday to prepare for the Dolphins. How are the practices coming along?
Going very well so far. The Dolphins are a very talented team. Great front seven led by Cameron Wake, who's established himself as one of the better pass rushers in the league. They have Randy Starks there, defensive tackle Jared Odrick. I think Paul Sola, I don't want to say his name incorrectly. And then linebackers are led by Daniel Ellerby, who we're accustomed to playing in Baltimore, Koemisi, and Philip Willer. They have a very talented front. And so for us as running backs in particular in our group, we have to really do a nice job of protecting the passer, you know, doing the little things right to put ourselves in position to make plays and give the receivers opportunities and the quarterback time to throw the ball.
Just for yourself, versatility was one of those things that we heard a lot surrounding your name coming out of training camp. You know, how excited are you for the opportunity to be that fullback as well as that tailback?
Very excited. It's a work in progress every day. Got to come to work with your hard hat on, understanding that it's a blue-collar town. You want to follow the mentality of our city and just go to work. You know, I think that this team, we've worked very hard, and we want to put ourselves in a position, like I said, to do the things right, to win. And it starts this week. We've started that, in the preseason OTAs, minicamp. But now moving forward, we'll get things going against the Dolphins.
Chris, good luck to you this weekend. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me. Go Browns.
back to you guys.
All right. Thank you very much, Jameer, and thank you, Chris Obanaya. New breed of fullback.
And it's a hybrid. It's a guy who can do multiple things for you, especially given the fact that you look at the backup running backs right now, a little bit of inexperience there perhaps, but Chris Obanaya, a guy who stepped in for this team, rushed for over 100 yards in a start against Jacksonville a couple of years ago. So he brings that kind of versatility, and that's why he has the value, and that's why he's on this 53-man roster.
Yeah, and you can't afford to have that battering ram guy anymore, because one of the reasons is he can't help you on special teams. Chris Obanaya will help this team there. Also, as you point out, with the depth being a question mark on this team at running back, you want to be able to have a reliable runner, and that would be Chris Obanaya too, and a reliable receiver, that would be Chris Obanaya too. And I think he's physically, I mean, what is like 225 thereabouts. He carries, he's big enough to, I think, handle the necessary blocking, and he's smart enough to pick up those blitzes. I also think Trent Richardson's going to play a bigger role in that area on blitz pickup and be in on more downs. But I think there are things that Chris Obanaya does that should, and probably throughout the league, that model for fullback is probably what we're going to see more of.
And it fits right in with what Norv Turner wants to do. If you go back to Norv Turner's teams in San Diego, when he had a guy named Mike Tolbert, who he played sometimes at tailback, sometimes at fullback, he utilized him heavily in the pass game. And I think you'll see situations where Trent Richardson, Obanaya are both in the backfield. One of them will motion out, the other stays in the backfield and can be used as a receiver. In 2011, the starting halfback, Ryan Matthews, caught 50 passes in San Diego. Mike Tolbert caught 54 passes that year for 433 yards. So it is a position of utilization in a Norv Turner offense that people don't often realize. They think he's going to spread you out, go one back all the time. But when you have two guys, both of whom can motion out, it puts pressure on the defense and allows you to create mismatches. And Obanaya does that because he can, if you motion Trent out, he can still run it. You can turn around and hand the ball off to Chris Obanaya. Right. He can catch it out of the backfield, have mismatches, because he is kind of that hybrid, but he's tough enough to block when he needs to block.
And there will be a lot of motioning. That is really the signature of a Norv Turner, Rob Chudzinski scheme. The other thing is the calming presence that he is. I think he's a really good influence on Trent Richardson. When I've talked with Trent, he says, you know, in the room, obviously the room changed dramatically on him and what he was looking around, and then all of a sudden Brandon Jackson's gone and, you know, Deion Lewis is hurt, so on and so forth. But the guy that has been the constant for him these past two seasons has been Chris Obanaya.
Right.
And Chris offers criticism when it's needed, constructive criticism. I've seen him do it on the practice field. I saw him do it in training camp. He'll take Trent Richardson aside, just as he took Barkevious Mingo aside. I mean, gave some advice to a rookie outside linebacker. That's the kind of guy that Chris Obanaya is he thinks team first. And I think he knows with Trent Richardson how much talent and explosiveness there is there, how much of a dynamic player he is, that he wants to give him every possible chance to excel at his game. So sometimes it's just pointing the finer details out, or saying, you know, you really need to do it more this way than that way.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
He's a professional, and he helps his team. How many people in the NFL? In 2011, Browns had some issues at running back. He steps up week 10, 19 carries for 90 yards. Week 11, 21 carries, 115 yards and a touchdown. So you give him an opportunity, he delivers. The rest of the season, he saw 6 carries. He went back. You never heard a peep about him complaining. He saw 8 carries all of last year. He wants to help this team win, and he's a guy, if you need him to play a bigger role, he can. He's proven it in the past, but at the same time he's here, he's all about the Cleveland Browns.
Two years ago, this guy went from practice squad to starter on the Browns.
And delivered.
Injury. And he delivered. I mean, but watching him go through the game in San Francisco, all of a sudden he's the starting running back, and people still didn't even know his name on the team, and they were struggling with the pronunciation.
Sure.
We got that down there.
I knew that in fantasy football.
There you
like,
go.
Who is this guy?
All right, in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from the president of the Browns. Alex Shiner is going to join us. You'll also hear from Kevin Griffin, who is the vice president of fan experience. Two of them are going to talk about what to expect on Sunday. Paint the Town Browns is the theme tomorrow and heading in through the entire weekend. So lots to talk about. Again, we'll say it because they're going to say it too. Get there early. That's the message. Get there early to First Energy Stadium for Sunday's game.
Nobody's ever gotten in trouble
between
for being
the
punctual.
Browns. That's right.
Never
for the
heard
Browns
of
and the Dolphins. Salomon Wilcots will join us from CBS Sports at around 2:15 p.m., and then you're going to hear from Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com. Get a little national perspective. He's going to check in with us from Denver. All of that is ahead on a Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.